The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zolsdorf with a new 5-Minute Advent Cast. From Benedict XVI's Jesus of Nazareth, the Infancy Narratives. Mary's response to the angel, which we will consider now, unfolds in three steps. To begin with, in reaction to the angel's greeting, she is troubled and pensive. Her reaction is different from Zechariah's. Of him it is said that he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. In Mary's case, the first word is the same. She was troubled. But what follows is not fear, but an interior reflection on the angel's greeting. She ponders, dialogues with herself, over what the greeting of God's messenger could mean. So one salient feature of the image of the mother of Jesus is already present here, and we will encounter it again in two similar situations in the gospel, her inner engagement with the Word. She does not remain locked in her initial troubled state at the proximity of God and his angel, but she seeks to understand. So Mary appears as a fearless woman, one who remains composed even in the presence of something utterly unprecedented. At the same time, she stands before us as a woman of great interiority, who holds heart and mind in harmony and seeks to understand the context, the overall significance of God's message. In this way, she becomes an image of the Church as she considers the Word of God, tries to understand it in its entirety, and guards in her memory the things that have been given to her. Mary's second reaction is somewhat puzzling for us. After the thoughtful reflection with which she had received his initial greeting, the angel informs her that she has been chosen to be the mother of the Messiah. Mary replies with a short, incisive question, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" Let us consider again the difference between this response and the reaction of Zechariah, who doubted the possibility of the task announced to him. Like Elizabeth, he was advanced in years. He could no longer hope for a son. Mary, on the other hand, does not doubt. She asks not whether, but how the promise is to be fulfilled, as she cannot recognize any way it could happen. How shall this be, since I have no husband? This question seems unintelligible to us because Mary was betrothed, which meant that, according to Jewish law, she was already effectively a married woman, even if she did not yet live with her husband and they had not yet begun their conjugal life. Since St. Augustine, one explanation that has been put forward is that Mary had taken a vow of virginity and had entered into the betrothal simply in order to have a protector for her virginity. But this theory is quite foreign to the world of Judaism of Jesus' time, and in that context it seems inconceivable. So how are we to understand the passage? A satisfying answer has yet to be found by modern exegesis. Some say that at this point, having not yet been taken into the marital home, Mary had had no dealings with men, yet she saw the task as immediately pressing. But this fails to convince, as the time when she would be taken into the marital home could not have been far off. Other exegetes have wanted to view the saying as a purely literary construction, designed to continue the dialogue between Mary and the angel. Yet this is no real explanation of the saying either. Another element to keep in mind is that according to Jewish custom, betrothal was unilaterally pronounced by the man, and the woman was not invited to express her consent. Yet this does not solve the problem either. So the riddle remains, or perhaps one should say the mystery, of this saying. Mary sees no way, for reasons that are beyond our grasp, that she could become the mother of the Messiah through marital relations. The angel confirms that her motherhood will not come about in the normal way after she has been taken home by Joseph, but through overshadowing by the power of the Most High, by the coming of the Holy Spirit. And he notes emphatically, "For with God nothing will be impossible." To be continued. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Adventcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.